a feral hog or a stag or a rig or a rip, any of those terms. You mentioned the word stag before and with reference to a horse, to horses. Would you ever use that in relation to a hog?
Well, now they're usually spoken of as a bar.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's a changed hog.
Yeah.
Male hog.
Okay. And the stiff hairs on a hog's neck are called?
Bristles.
And on a wild hog, those?
Tusk.
Okay. And do they have any wild hogs around the mountains here?
Well, it's been reported there's some few, but I kind of have doubts about it.
What were they called?
Wild pigs.
Okay. And the thing that a hog eats from is a
snout or snoot.
Yeah, but the thing the food is poured into.
Troughs.
And the singular would be?
Trough.
And the sound a calf makes being weaned?
Bawling.
Alright, and the sound a calf makes at feeding time, or a cow?
Well, I guess that would be bawling too.
Alright, well I was thinking of the cow as a kind of a deep sound the cow makes.
Mooing.
Alright, and the sound a horse makes at feeding time?
Neck cream.
Alright, and if you're going to go out, you say, I'm going to go out and feed the
animals, or?
That's just fine. And if you have geese, and are there a lot of geese around? I see your daughter-in-law has some.
Well, we have two. No, there's not too many around.
But if you were talking about them and the chickens together.
Poultry.
All right. And a chicken who's sitting on an egg would be called a?
Sitting hen or brooding hen.
All right. And a small container kind of thing that a chicken would live in. The kind of a, where does a chicken live?
Brooder.
All right. Now something that you could carry, maybe you want to carry the chicken around in. You might have a peak top on it, the slats.
Coops.
You know, and the bone, chicken bone that children like to play with and they get on either end and pull it apart.
And they, I don't know what this fucking thing. Put it on.
That's fine, right. Now, do you know any kind of a superstition that goes along with that?
Yes, they, will pull, and then the one that gets the longest piece, I believe it is, will be the first one to get married.
Okay.
They have that going.
Okay. And now, can you think of a comprehensive term for the edible insides of a pig or calf?
Entrails, or?
That'd be fine. I was thinking of something. Do you know the term harslet or haslet?
No, I don't believe it.
And the edible, the intestines of a hog that are sometimes cleaned and fried.
Well, that's liver is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the intestines, the tract itself.
Well, now they can be cleaned and use it for sausage casing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of chitlins. You know that term at all? Does that have any currency at all?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Now you never heard the word chitlins. That's very interesting and important.
No, I didn't have it.
Okay. The time when animals are given their food is
night or morning.
Yeah. When you call that, what time you call that? The person has to go out and give the
feeding time.
All right. And